KETR News, it's half past the hour. I'm Caitlin Barbie. In Greenville this morning, opponents of the proposed toll road from Greenville to Dallas County held a press conference and later addressed the Hunt County Commissioner's Court. KETR's Mark Haslett has the story.
Between 30 and 40 opponents of the proposed road gathered along with area media in front of a Hunt County government building this morning. They had two purposes. The first was an outdoor press conference. Royce City resident Brian Slayton distributed literature and read excerpts from the documents. Slayton articulated a number of concerns that have been part of the discussion about the road since it was first proposed almost 2 years ago. He said that the road, which would connect Greenville with President George Bush Turnpike in far northeastern Dallas County, was not needed.
In an independent study, Texas A&M did a study of congested roads in Texas, and it showed a section of I-30 in Rockwall. Out of 431 sections of road, Rockwall I-30 ranks number 206. NCT COG's population projections for 2035 are highly inflated. Their population projections are roughly 30,000 higher than TxDOT's.
Slayton also claimed that the road would be plagued by financial difficulties. The viability of toll roads has been put into question by troubled projects in Central and South Texas. The company that wants to build this toll road is Dallas-based Texas Turnpike Corporation.
According to TTC's consultant report from Baez Consulting, using traffic numbers even higher than COG's, the revenue the first year would be $8.2 million. The first time TTC would have enough revenue to cover its payment is the year 2022, 5 years after the assumed 2017 start date. This does not take into account operational, maintenance, and administrative expenses. More telling, the cumulative revenues shown in the report will not cover the build cost until the year 2034, 17 years after the road opens. In summary, this road will go bankrupt, even using the report from TTC's consulting firm.
Another objection cited was the expectation that Hunt County would end up having to foot the bill for part of the project. Slayton said that Hunt County would have to pay about $1.5 million in right-of-way acquisition expenses in order for the road to connect with existing facilities. Following Slayton's presentation, those in attendance fulfilled the second part of their mission this morning, and that was attending the regularly scheduled meeting of the Hunt County Commissioner's Court. Hunt County Judge John Horn has been quoted as supporting the toll road. There were a couple of bureaucratic hurdles before attendees were able to address the commissioners. The public comment period is at the beginning of county commissioners' meetings, but this morning's meeting started early. Even though the anti-toll road contingent began filing into the chamber shortly before the scheduled 10 o'clock start time, commissioners had already moved into agenda items. However, the bailiff did receive a number of speaker's cards from those wishing to comment. Shortly after the bailiff gave Judge Horn the speaker's cards, Horn called a brief recess and spoke with Slayton. He asked if Slayton would speak on behalf of the entire group, but both Slayton and others present objected to that idea. Eventually, Judge Horn did allow anyone who wished to speak to do so. Among those who addressed the commissioners was Tiffany Long.
Office, because we will vote every single one of you out of office. We're already looking for candidates to run against you in the next election. So I'm putting you on notice today. Please look into this. Please, someone, answer my question and tell me where the $16 million is going to come from. And please tell me what you're going to do to change your mind to make this right.
Opponents of the proposed road plan to continue today's activities with the presence at four city council meetings this evening: Caddo Mills, Greenville, Royce City, and Rowlett. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.